Welcome back. Say hello on Twitter at Richard Serrett. Hard to believe that John Lennon would be 77 years old tomorrow. Think about this. He has been gone almost as long as he was with us. And there's something particularly ethereal and haunting about a number nine dream. Just a bit of a recap here. Lakofsky tells us that not only do all living cells produce and radiate oscillations of very high frequencies, but they also receive and respond to oscillations imposed upon them from outside sources. And this outside source of radiation or oscillations are due to cosmic rays, which bombard the Earth continuously. And this amazing realization achieved during the golden years of radio not only led to a new method of healing by the application of high-frequency waves, but broadened appreciation for the newly emerging field of hidden science known as radionics or radiothesia. And when these outside sources of oscillations are in sympathy, that is, they're exactly the same frequency as that produced by the cell, the strength and vigor of that cell will be reinforced and become stronger. That is the principle behind the Lakofsky device. And we will take your questions and comments for Dr. Peter Lindemann and Paul Babcock when Coast to Coast AM continues in mere moments. All right, Peter and Paul, are you ready to dive into the phone calls?
Absolutely.
All right, they are lined up and waiting to go. So let's go to the wild card line. Charles is in Elgin, Texas. Charles, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Yes, good morning.
Charles, I'm going to put you back on hold because your phone connection is a little sketchy. So we'll come back to you in a moment and see if we can get that line to settle down a little bit. Let's say hi to Dr. Ed in Tehachapi, California. Dr. Ed, good morning.
Well, good morning. Nice to see you brought these two guys on. I wanted to give you, I have a couple comments to make in the question. You deserve a lot of credit for bringing these two guys on at this time of rising health costs and all so much fraudulent so-called health care. So to bring this technology back, and these two guys I know a little bit, from years gone by and having worked in this field myself, when I ran my conspiracy publication, Peter and I had a number of discussions about Rife when I was promoting him. And Paul, last year, you were gracious, Richard, when Paul was trying to prove a point about his motor being unconventional, his magnetic motor, I shot you an email and I said, ask him a question about current. And once you made that point, that demonstrated the fact that the current did not go up under load. It was an important point in proving your motor is unconventional. And anyway, that's in the past. But the one thing that did not get a lot of mention right now tonight that I thought would be interesting to share with the Coast audience is the etheric component. You brought it up briefly through the ground circuit, but perhaps one or both of you could talk a little bit about the etheric component that's operational in this device.
All right, Dr. Ed, thank you for that. First of all, let's do define our terms here. What do we mean by an etheric component, either Peter or Paul?
Well, I think in general the idea of etheric meaning a subtle energy field that is concurrent with material energy fields, and sometimes it's called the life force field, sometimes it's called the etheric field, sometimes it's called chi or those types of things. I think most of those are languaging more than...
Right. Okay, so is there an etheric component with the Lakofsky device?
Absolutely. When it's highly accentuated when the circuitry is connected directly to a dedicated earth connection, and that's not plugging it into the grounding system of the electrical wiring of your house. To make that very clear, we're not talking about grounding it through the electrical system. We're talking about connecting the high voltage output section to a dedicated stake in the ground outside your house that goes directly into the ground. And when you do that, the spectrum of what this machine produces changes qualitatively. Both Paul and I have seen this. It's absolutely astonishing. And the machine, as just a purely electromagnetic and electrostatic device, is remarkable. But when you add the grounding component or the etheric component, it goes to way off scale, extraordinary.
Paul, do you want to speak to the etheric component?
Yes, I'd very much like to. When I started studying Lakovsky, it really brought me back to some of my original research with Wilhelm Reich and orgone. And also the other thing about electricity that the world does not understand but needs to is Tesla's real take on electricity. Tesla, there's what we call the ENM, the electrical nature that we all use and makes our computers run and the grid run and everything. But Tesla also knew that there was another component that was had fluid-like properties, and it's the other half of electricity that is unknown. And to understand Tesla's take on electricity really makes this a lot clearer for me. And also Wilhelm Reich's work with orgone and his study of the nature of how orgone is collected and created is all part of this natural earth process we're talking about. And when you tie this Lakovsky to the earth and you get it to work properly, it literally ties into that same orgone process that Reich had discovered. They're all tied together. When I started studying Lakovsky, it brought 40 years of studying these geniuses that created all this stuff, and it brought it all together in a nice cohesive theory. That's the etheric is not that hard to understand. It's hard to detect. It's hard to detect with five senses because it's not an electron phenomenon, but it's intimately related to electrons, and all biology is utterly dependent on it. It's the life force, the chi. The earth actually creates it and makes it with the electrical process, the atmosphere, the relationship to the sun and the energy the sun is hitting the atmosphere with. And it's just really opened up a whole area of research for me, and there's just lots of questions and answers to be had. But I really believe that's what's going on.
All right, I'm going to try Charles in Elgin, Texas again, and let's see if his line is any better. Charles, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Off you
all
go.
All right, very good. I have to stand in a little bit different spot in the house. Okay, real quick. This is good, but you had a chance to say something about etheric energy and other things. The etheric fields and of course, things like chi, prana, life force, all this other kind of stuff. It kind of relates. First of all, we live in an electrical universe, it seems, unquestionably. But we live in a 500,000 volt, electrical field, I suppose. And there's a question of what is electrical, but what does that mean? What is electric? The question is about, I was going to try to limit it to just, is there something else we can do? You mentioned about how these can be used as an educational tool, these Lakovsky devices. Is there a use of these devices beyond just just for health, but also, as an educational tool to help us understand our nature in this, in the universe or on this earth, and our abilities to perhaps even do things like teleportation or even time travel or things like that.
All right, Charles, a lot of great questions in there. Let's start with, does the device have benefits besides medical, either Peter or Paul?
Absolutely. Well, here's what I've learned in the last year. Especially, I've been studying the subject, the electrical nature of the earth, and I've really determined how important it is to treat our atmosphere, the ionosphere. It is the life force generator that we all depend on, and we couldn't be abusing it more. What it's really enlightened me about is how abusive we are to our planet. We're polluting the atmosphere with conductive materials. Bad thing. It's the water in the atmosphere, the weather band, the cumulus clouds, all of it are involved with this. And so what we're really doing, the 60 hertz high voltage grid we've spread across the world is not good. I mean, it's really dawned on me how important it is that we take care of the earth and the atmosphere, especially the ionosphere, because without it, we're done. And we couldn't be abusing it more. And it's really made it prominent in my mind, we have to change our ways. And we can actually enhance, if Lakowski's technology can improve the earth, the biological need, this relationship between living beings and the atmosphere and the earth, we can improve it with Lakowski technology instead of destroying it with chemicals in our atmosphere, 60 hertz, high voltage ground waves, and all the microwaves and all the things we're doing. We've altered our living space in such a degree in the last century. I think Lakowski just brought that to my mind in all prominence. We must take better care of the earth, or else this life force mechanism is beginning to die now, and we need to change that.
Well, if the Lakowski device had an evil twin, I guess it would be called HARP. Peter, do you want to weigh in on the other ancillary benefits to the Lakowski besides the medical?
Well, absolutely. My theme all night has been that the device has, you know, general uses for making any expression of the life force field in biology more viable. And so Paul had brought up the idea of just setting these things out in the natural world and turning them on and leaving them on and things like that. What you're going to see is that all of the plant life around such a device will get stronger and more viable, and food will grow more easily without as much fertilizer and without as much disease processes and things like this, so that we can. Lakowski's idea of these machines was to produce a constant compensating field for the environment not having the spread of frequencies that it was supposed to have. And as we move more and more into this disruptive era, there has never been a greater need for a compensating a way to locally compensate for the disruptive fields that we're all being exposed to.
All right, Barbara is in Los Angeles. Barbara, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I want to thank your guests for providing some real hopeful news for the planet. And I wanted to know if they could comment about Royal Rife and his machine. A caller had brought up earlier a little bit about it, but could they comment about it and if they know where it is, what the status of it is today, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, Peter, Paul, the Rife machine.
Well, Rife, like Paul had said earlier, Rife's methodology was specifically to find the resonant frequencies of disease organisms and produce a machine that would broadcast that exact frequency so that he could destroy that disease organism by resonant shattering of the structure. Okay, in other words, in the same way that an opera singer can crack a crystal glass, if you hit the exact right frequency, then you can shatter a structure. And so Rife's technology was specific to disease mitigation, in other words, whereas Lakovsky's is almost the diametric opposite of that, and that is that he didn't target any disease organisms. What he did was he targeted every single cell structure in the body, and even smaller structures like mitochondria and so on, and gave all of the living things, the natural structures in the organism, all the frequencies they needed to be stronger. And by doing that, he found that they could literally overcome the disruptive vibrations generated by disease organisms and throw them out of the body more easily.
All right, let's say hi to, let's go international and say hi to Bill right here in Toronto. Hi, Bill, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Oh, good morning. Great show. I just wanted to throw a whole bunch of ideas out really, really quickly of similar technologies that other guys have invented and are out there. And some of these people have been guests on Coast to Coast, and then I have a question that will follow that. Everybody who's familiar with all of this probably has heard The Body Electric by Robert Becker. And you had a guest on before on Coast to Coast, Jerry Tennant, who wrote a book called Healing is Voltage. And there's a company in Vancouver called Soda Instruments that uses the Bob Beck protocols for cancer cures and parasite removal. And I have a friend in Toronto who has a Rife machine, and both his parents are naturopaths and biologists, and they have used the Rife machine a different way. They found the frequencies of the organs in your body, and they can do a detection to see whether or not they're running at the right frequency, and then they can put that frequency back in to get it in balance. My question for you folks, and maybe you can comment on some of the things I just mentioned there, my question for you is, there are lots of people who sell stuff on the internet, and you don't know whether it's legit, whether it's good quality. Can we buy these machines today? And if so, who do you recommend as a quality manufacturer?
Okay, before you gentlemen weigh in on this, what I'm going to do is we've got a short segment coming up before the floating break. So what I'll do is I'll hold you, caller, on, and what we'll do in that short segment, Peter and Paul, I'll get you to address that question, or those questions, rather, and we'll do that in mere moments, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Stay with us. And please, if you do call in on a cell phone, step away from the Lakovsky device. Peter Linderman is here. Peter Linderman and Paul Babcock, two inventors who are among a growing chorus of voices trying to inform the world about the multiple wave oscillator invented by George Lakovsky back in the 1930s. And this is a short segment, so we'll keep this nice and tight. But Bill in Toronto on the international line had a number of questions about, well, Bill, you were talking about some authors that have appeared on Coast to Coast that are seem to be on the same wavelength, pun intended. You talked about Dr. Jerry Tennant, Healing is Voltage, and Bob Becker, The Body Electric. I don't know if Peter or Paul, if either of you want to weigh in on that before we talk about whether these are available for purchase, these devices.
Well, I'm familiar with all of those books and devices. I knew Bob Beck personally, and have built and sold similar devices for putting small amounts of electricity into the blood for beneficial reasons. What I would say is that many of those devices have similar, kind of crossover effects to the Lakovsky machine. And, I think each one of those gives a bit of a view, through a particular window of our biological relationship to electricity as a let's just say, an energetic nutrient in our larger metabolism. And so I think all of those things have merit as they are reported. And but I think that what Paul and I are trying to bring notice to is that the Lukovsky device has the largest bandwidth or the largest spread of beneficial interactions with biological organisms of any device we've ever seen. And it's vastly superior to any of the modern devices that are using solid state circuitry and everything else. So I think that's our bottom line point in all of that. Do you have anything else to add to that, Paul?
Yeah, I know you're an empiricist and so am I. And the thing out of all the people out there doing this, Lukovsky and Rife both had so much clinical data to back up their claims. You know, Lukovsky had 30 years, Rife had about the same. They, very done scientifically and well. So as an empiricist, that really carries a lot of weight with me, because you can have all kinds of accidental claims by all kinds of people, and when it comes to the social structure that we live in, it has no meaning. And that's why I've been so into Lukovsky, and what I found is that, and with Rife too, that their clinical data, what I found is their clinical data was correct. You know, what they claimed I find to be true, and with so many other devices, I don't find that so easy to pin down.
Can you talk to me about how easy, difficult it is to find these machines for purchase?
Well, I think there's a growing number of people who've decided to, bite the bullet and find a way of building a, what is generally referred to as a Lukovsky compliant, replica device. And so I know of only one such manufacturer in the United States right now, and a number of them are in Europe, and they're all basing their work on the book published by the two engineers from Europe. What Paul and I are trying to do is come up with a way of building a device which is not only compliant with the what the book says, but is also compliant with all of our other knowledge of Lukovsky's subtler understandings of these things. And so we are, in fact, involved in a group that is right now in the process of developing what we think will be the best version of this machine available. And anybody who is interested in staying in touch with us as this comes together can come to the website and just click on the link called More Information on the MWO, which is on the Coast to Coast website for this show, and sign up for a notification list, and we will keep you informed as this machine develops. But
we'll remind people about that again, Peter, before we dim the lights here tonight, about the more info on the MWO. All right, as I promised or threatened, this is a short segment. We'll take a timeout, come back. More calls, questions, and comments await for Paul Babcock and Dr. Peter Lindemann. Stay with us right here on Coast to Coast AM. Let's say hi to Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Michael, welcome to Coast. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Richard. Great show. And to Peter and Paul, I can't thank you enough for coming on. ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, I've heard it described as a malfunction in the signaling between the brain and the nerves. Right now, I'm looking at the Virginia Beach Hilton Hotel. It sits at 31st and Atlantic Avenue, right on the boardwalk. And below the 22 stories of that hotel, there's a large stage set up for a concert tomorrow to raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease. Thousands of people will be seated on the beach and in chairs below the 22 stories of this hotel, which has private outdoor balcony patios overlooking the entire venue there. And I couldn't help but wonder if this was one of the venues that the Las Vegas shooter looked at. We're just the concert, a country music concert, starts tomorrow to raise money for this horrible
disease. Michael, I'm sorry, I got to rein you back in here because we want to focus on the Lakofsky device. I mean, I don't know, the Lou Gehrig's disease. Let me just put that directly to Peter and Paul. ALS.
We don't have, I don't know whether it was, Lou Gehrig's disease wasn't even named before, when Lakofsky was working. And again, we're not here to verify that this is a medical device. In fact, that's what would make it totally unavailable. So we don't have any comment on whether it's useful to treat any named disease.
Fair enough. All right. West of the Rockies, Bill is in San Pedro, California. Good morning, Bill. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And about 15 years ago, I had an ideal, which is essentially this, and I wanted to see what your guest had to say about it. First of all, you would determine every different cell in the human body. Then you would determine the energy at which each one of those cells could operate, essentially at optimal. Then you could, once you had that, maybe you could take a sample of a person and say, for example, they took the natural killer cells and they look at this person and determine the energy of their natural killer cells and compare it to what the energy should be and use it as a preventative care. And if they found out that the natural killer cells, for example, are below the optimal energy, then maybe they could use that particular machine to bring the natural killer cells up to what they're supposed to be. And this would be essentially a preventative care for people in general.
All right, Peter and Paul, I don't know if you want to weigh in on that, but if so, proceed.
My thing is I love people, clinicians and doctors. I've reached out and there's many doctors who really want to put the empirical attitude to it and study those exact same things. Controlled subjects and the doctors out there, there's so many good-hearted people out there in the medical community that are kind of in a trap. And they are looking for ways, and it's going to take the clinical study to do this. And I invite the medical community to get totally involved and do these clinical studies that really need to be done to prove this out. And that's my invite to the medical world. Get involved because, the present system isn't working. I know so many doctors and so many in the medical community that just are looking for a different way to do it because of the limitations of the allopathic approach. And, that's what needs to be done.
All right, let's say hi to Dan in San Diego. Dan, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Well, good morning to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, quick question, and I'm not going to get too much into it because I know we're doing Tesla tomorrow, so I'm going to keep my Tesla question very, very strict in regards to this. I'm just having a little trouble with some of the things that are going on as far as the discussion goes, because Tesla studied a lot of things, not just electromagnetic and electronic, but he also studied a lot about resonant frequencies. He made several devices, mechanical devices, that did havoc in his lab, in buildings when he was testing out. In fact, he even mentioned something that was printed in newspapers worldwide about that if the proper resonant frequency of the Earth was found, that you could crack it open, no problem. That the Earth operates at a certain resonant frequency, and that the atmosphere under the Schumann resonance operates at a different frequency, that we're all exposed to it. And with recent research and prior research into infrasound and low-level frequencies, the question I have is that while electromagnetic radiation and other things can be detrimental to the body, those types of exposures are not instant exposures. They take quite a while to cause problems for people, depending on how much energy at what level they're exposed to. But has been found that infrasound, even at very low energy levels, at certain frequencies, can cause all kinds of havoc with people. For instance, eyes resonate at 18 to 19 hertz. And if you get that type of frequency loud enough, people start seeing all kinds of weird things because their eyes are doing all kinds of weird things. They'll see colors, shapes, supposed apparitions, and other things, and the other body parts as well. So the question to ask is, since the natural world resonates, and since everybody in the natural world, all the people, all the plants, all the animals are resonant because we're all being exposed to all those different natural frequencies, would not just being away from all the artificial generated noises and frequencies cause a body to heal naturally without the need of using any type of device? So that's
interesting point, Dan. Interesting point.
That's exactly what Lukofsky was saying. In other words, the devices were set up to be, as I said, a constant compensating field for living in an environment that was not as supportive as the you know, optimized natural world. So that's exactly the point. And but you know, the fact is that modern society has got most of us living in a relatively disrupted environment right now, and we all can't move to the country because then the country would have the problems. So the point is that humanity has to find a way to outlive this era of human created disruption, and this is one of the devices that can, you know, help us.
All right, I want to switch gears here for a moment, just because we're running out of time, and I just want to get a quick update from you, Paul, on the magnet motor. We had you on about a year ago, and essentially, I guess the next step for you is to, I know you don't like the term, either of you like the term over unity, but that's sort of the, you know, the holy grail here, more energy out than going in. Where are we with the magnet motor since we last talked, Paul?
Well, right now it's in full development, and I really can't talk about it too much because I've signed non-disclosures with people we're involved with. But yes, it's in full development, and that leads on to magnetic energy. Magnetism is an energy source, and we were just talking about disruptive energy. Well, the grid, the worldwide grid, couldn't, at 60 cycles, couldn't be more disruptive. At the incredible high voltages spread over almost every square inch of the planet, this technology, the new technology coming in the future, the electricity we're going to be used is going to be localized, and it will make the grid obsolete. And it is the technology that allow us to continue to use electricity without damaging the planet. And that's what I live for, is to make that happen.
All right, very quickly, Melissa's in Savannah. Quick question or comment, Melissa.
Hello, comment. Thank you. I have had Lyme disease, and I wouldn't have survived if I hadn't listened to Coast to Coast and listened to Dr. Tennant and Dr. Becker and Dr. Mark Starr and Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Robert Scott Bell. And you all are on the same wavelength, and it's all about electromagnetics. And someday, hopefully, people will be treated medically because of electromagnetic energy being off. That's what it's all about. Neurological. Everything goes to that nerve ending synapse when it's malfunctioning. And thank you for what you're doing. I wish that you would give us the ability to buy the machine because I could use it.
We're trying.
Well,
we're getting there.
Yes, we are. And my dream is that we learn to work with our planet where we can still have a technological civilization with all its benefits, but actually live in an environment that's where our bodies and the Earth work together, where we've enhanced the bioprocesses electrically to where disease pretty much becomes a thing of the past.
All right, Peter and Paul, direct us again to to where listeners need to go if they want to get on some sort of a mailing list so you can update them on, bringing the Lakovsky device to the masses.
Yeah, so go to the Coast to Coast website, click on the link for tonight's show, and under a topic called Websites, there is a link called More Information on the MWO. If they click on that, they will be taken to a page that will allow them to sign up to be notified when the device that Paul and I are working on will become available. And there's also other links there that can further their education.
Peter and Paul, can't thank you enough for hanging out with us for 3 hours.
It's been a pleasure, Richard.
Yeah.
Paul Babcock, Peter Lindemann. For George Norrie, George Knapp, Lisa Lyon, Stephanie Smith, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galanti, Chris Burrows, Sean Lattiser, Greg Bishop, Nathan Staten, Donna Walker, here in Toronto, Nathan Smith, Scotty Guest, and Courtney Eves, I'm Richard Serrett. Thank you for your ears and your voices, your beautiful voices. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you back here tonight. So long for now.